The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Because I itemize my taxes every year, I'm always conscious of receipts. I don't care if I stop in the convenience store for a bag of potato chips and a soda. I want the receipt, just in case I need it down the road. In case I have to prove all of my expenses in life, I'm prepared. It amazes me how many people don't take their receipt, don't want their receipt. And it's funny, when somebody asks me, would you like your receipt with that? Of course, I always say yes. They sometimes look at me like I'm kind of strange. And it just amazes me that people don't want receipts, especially when it comes to big things, like when they go to the ATM. I always want a receipt of that so I can remember to put it in my checkbook. The other day, I made some purchase on my iPhone. You know, $1.08 is what it came down to with taxes. But for the life of me, I couldn't find the email. I couldn't remember what it was, and I spent a while tracking it down. Sure, it went automatically to the credit card, but I didn't have that receipt handy. So until I found out what it was for, what app it was for, I didn't rest. I know it didn't matter. It was $1.08. But it's those little things. It's those things that I think about that I guess makes me wired the way I am. I don't know why you wouldn't take your receipt.